We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Thank you for being here today. And I'm sure we all want to go someplace. You could see the Beats Please, Please sign, and it gets us all ready. And we're encouraged about going on vacation and maybe doing other things. But we're here for a very serious matter. 500 days from today, on October 1st, 2020, you will have to have a real ID or an enhanced driver's license to be compliant, to get on an airline, to fly domestically, to go to Canada, to get into a federal building. And I have here the Niagara County Clerk with me, and all of the county clerks throughout the state are bracing for this push at the end of giving and granting enhanced and real ID driver's licenses. My office, the Erie County Clerk's Office, has started and commenced a clerk on the go. Our goal is to have 250 outreaches throughout the community, and where it's very simple. We want people to be ready when they come in the clerk's office. We have to prepare them. We want them to make a reservation prior to them coming in. We know that license renewals are up. You add the additional requirement of the federal government, the real ID, the passage by Congress in 2005. There will be no exemptions as of October 1st, 2020. So I'm here with my colleague, the Niagara County Clerk. Joe, if you'd like to come up and say a few words just on how you're doing it in Erie or Niagara County and how this is impacting you.
Thank you, Mickey. Good morning. As Mickey said, my name's Joe Jastrzemski. I'm the Niagara County Clerk. And I'd like to thank Mickey for calling this press conference this morning, along with the NFTA, for allowing us to be here to get the word out. In Niagara County, I've been getting on the local radio stations and spreading the word as much as possible. And as Mickey here, we have it up on our website. You can go to the Niagara County website, click over to the DMV, and all the you can click on a link that'll take you to all the information that is there to give you an idea of what you're going to need to bring to the local DMV offices. The last thing we want you to do is come into our office, stand in line, and when you get to the front of the line, find out that you don't have the proper documents. So please take the time, as Mickey says, get your ducks in a row, get your stuff together and come in and do what you need to do so that we don't have to turn you away and that you'll be able to process you as quickly as possible. But most importantly, as he says, we're 500 days out. We're going to do everything we can to continue to get the word out, and we'll work together collectively to do so. Thank you, and again, good morning. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Joe. As Joe said, we are here today because we have partners in government. And one of our partners is the NFTA, and Bill Fanasek is the NFTA Director of Aviation. My buddy from Albany, he would come down and lobby on behalf of the NFTA, and we'd like to have Bill come up and say a few words about the Real ID and how this is going to impact the Buffalo Niagara International Airport. Bill?
Thank you, Mickey. So when you get to the airport today, as you know, you have to demonstrate either a driver's license or some form of identification to get you on any domestic flight leaving the airport. If you're flying internationally today, you're required to have a passport. A passport is a real ID, so you don't necessarily have to get an ID from the DMVs. Your passport will still work, but we do think it's important. It's an easier way, I think, to get on a domestic flight starting October 1st, 2020. At the airport, you have to have a real ID. So it's either an enhanced license, passport, or something that's called a real ID license as well. And I just want to let everybody know also that if you do show up on October 1st, 2020, and you don't have a real ID, doesn't mean you can't necessarily board a flight, but the process to be screened is going to be significantly longer if you don't have a real ID to board a domestic flight. And so, you know, plan ahead so you don't get there and there's a long line and you would miss your flight. But I would also like to encourage those individuals that don't have or that don't drive to get a real ID identification card that will allow them to board those domestic flights, because they'll be required to have something that proves that they are who they are. And it's a little bit deeper dive. The real ID goes deeper than your driver's license. You have to provide things like your birth certificate, marriage certificates, if your name is changed on cards. And so it's a deeper dive. It's something more akin to what you would get for a passport. So again, I thank Mickey Kearns very much and Joe as well for coming down here and promoting this. It helps us in our operations. I know it'll make TSA's life a lot easier if everybody has their real ID when they come and show up at the airport starting on October 2020. So thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. As Bill said, our other partner who we've been working with, TSA, Homeland Security, it's very, very important. Bill mentioned the different things that will be needed. Original documentation, when you come into the Auto Bureau, Joe and I both know this, original birth certificate, original marriage certificate. If you've been married and divorced and remarried, you'll need your original divorce decree. If you were remarried again and divorced, you'll need both divorce decrees and both marriage certificates. And I'm sure maybe some aspirin. But it's a really important thing. We're seeing long, long lines at the Auto Bureau. So once again, I cannot emphasize, please, you have to be ready. You have to make a reservation. But after September 11th, Homeland Security, there was a consolidation of federal agencies, and Homeland Security was created under TSA, is under that umbrella. And I'd like to bring up Brett O'Neill from TSA, who is going to be our partner and would like to say a few words. Brett.
Thank you, Mickey. Thanks, Joe. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Jastrzemski and Mr. Kearns and Mr. Vanasek for giving us the opportunity to get this information out. It's very important that people understand when they come to the airport without proper identification, that it could cause screening and the process of screening to be a lot longer for you and a lot different than what you're used to. So we ask people that when you are coming to the airport, please go on our website at www.tsa.gov. It'll give you all the information for the correct type of identification that you need to travel. And if there are any questions, you can always get a hold of TSA Customer Service Center. You can go on TSA Ask TSA texting, and they will immediately answer the questions that you have. And we appreciate any time we get the opportunity to spread the information that we can to make it as easy as possible and as quick as possible to get people through this airport and on their way. So we want to thank again Mr. Kearns, Mr. Jastrzemski, and Mr. Vanasek for giving us the opportunity to get this information out to you. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions? September 11th, the United States was attacked. We're still at war. Terrorists attacked our country. And at that point in time, different governmental agencies were not talking to each other. Congress passed the Real ID Act in 2005. And it's basically going to be a federalized identification throughout the country, that wherever you are at, your information will be in a central database from the federal government to access. Number two, it's a security measure. We need to have all that information. And something that hasn't been talked about, that if you are not a United States citizen, you cannot get a enhanced driver's license. Only United States citizens can get enhanced driver's license. So at that time, coming off September 11th, 2001, Congress acted, and that's one of the reasons why I believe.
You use the word enhanced driver's license. Yes. Is that the same as real ID? Let's say there's a person who is not a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. has a valid state license currently. What will happen to that individual after the,
October 20 deadline if they want to take a flight? So, real ID, and we have this in your packets, there's three different forms of license. You have the standard driver's license. You can still get on a plane, as Bill said, if you have a valid passport. So if you have a passport and a standard driver's license, if you have a real ID and a passport, you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to get on an airplane. The way Congress did this is that only United States citizens can get enhanced driver's license. So there are three categories. I know it's a little confusing. You have the standard driver's license that anyone can get. If you're here on a work visa, and say you're working for Moog, we'll give them a plug, and it's a global company, and you're working here and you have a standardized driver's license with a passport or a Nexus card, TSA's pre-approved screen card, you can get on. Then you have the enhanced driver's license, which is right here in the middle, and you see it has the flag, and only United States citizens can get the enhanced. And then finally, you have the real ID that someone can get who's not a citizen, but maybe here working here and has the proper documentation. So I know it's a little confusing. This is a more complicated transaction when you're going into the Auto Bureau, and that's why we're being proactive, and that's why we're going out in the community. Literally, just think of people that have language barriers. We are sitting down with them, giving them one-on-one service. And if you look in your packets and what we've been able to do, we have a checklist so they know, but prior to them coming into the Auto Bureau, they have the proper documentation. Joe? Yes, you will. You'll still be able to do that. And once again, we do have passports at our clerk's office. If you come to 92 Franklin, we can get you a passport. But many people, what we've been saying, especially our senior citizen and people that have language barriers, we want them to be prepared. It's all about preparation. And they may not think they're going to travel. They may not think they're going to go into Canada. The first question I ask them is, do you have any relatives from out of town? Yes, I have a sister in Florida. What happens if that sister gets sick? Well, you could drive, that's true, but if you had to get there quickly, you'd have to get on a plane. In addition to that, it just is really, really important that everyone's prepared. And of course, we haven't even talked about, I know the Erie County Clerk's Office, our transactions are up over 100% from the previous year. We have two locations that have Saturday hours. We're opening up a new facility in late July to get more windows. We're preparing and doing the best that we can, but the onslaught is definitely coming, and that's going to happen.
Can I real quickly clarify something? Just real quickly to clarify as well, when you mentioned Real ID, as Mickey mentioned, there are different types of documents that are under the umbrella called Real ID. Mm-hmm. But I also want to point out that if you are flying internationally, you still need to have your passport. True. It will not, your enhanced license will not get you into the borders when you go to the country you want to visit. So be very aware that you'll still need a passport if you are leaving the country.
Yep. Yeah, that's very important, as Mickey said. Now don't forget, you have a Real ID driver's license and you have an enhanced driver's license. The enhanced driver's license will get you over to Canada. Your Real ID driver's license will not get you over to Canada. Right. You'll have to have either the enhanced driver's license or a passport to go back and forth to Canada or Mexico. So that's important to know as well. And as Mickey said, the paper trail that goes along, especially for females that have been married, divorced, whatever it might be, you need to have that paper trail. It's very important. You know, and as Mickey said, in Erie County, they're up 100%, Niagara County as well. We're averaging about 33,000 new driver's license each year over the last 2 years, and we'll continue to do so and continue to process them. As Mickey says, he's open on Saturdays. We're open late on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We're open till 7 o'clock each day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's important that you can come in after work as well so we can help process you.
Go ahead.
It just allows you to get to Canada. You need to bring in the same exact documents for a Real ID as you do in enhanced.
So for a renewal, it's $30. So if you're coming in and you're renewing at either Erie or Niagara County or any of the auto bureaus throughout the state, it would be an additional $30. If you are in process and say last year you renewed and you said, hey, I'm gonna walk in now, I wanna get the Real ID, there's an amendment to that that's an additional $12.50. So it's $42.50. So $30 if you're in your renewal cycle every 8 years. I do encourage people to look at their passport. If they have just gotten a passport, as Bill said, you're going to need a passport if you're going to fly internationally. But one thing we do know is that expedited passports do cost more money. It's a safe investment. If you're going to be renewing, an additional $30. You also have to come in to the Auto Bureau. You need a new pitcher as part of the law every 8 years. So you will be coming in and getting a new pitcher with your new enhanced driver's license. I'm encouraging the enhanced driver's license, of course. We don't even know now what's going to be happening with the federal government, with the safety along our borders. There may be more officers being pulled off our borders to go to other areas. So the line at the Peace Bridge could be much longer, or any of the bridges this year. So to me, I'm encouraging an enhanced driver's license. In addition, I have a Nexus myself. Through TSA, we have a Nexus license. So yes, so it's an additional $30 in your renewal cycle, but I think it's money well spent. No. So it's, remember, so you're coming in, you're renewing. I'm Michael Kearns, I'm renewing. My license is up June 1st. If I were to come in, is it
6450
would be the normal. So if you get a standard or the real, there's no extra cost for the real ID. But then on the enhanced, it would be an additional $30, so it would be $94.50. If you come in and you, 2 years ago, you renewed and you weren't aware of this, and you came in, there would be an additional amendment charge of $12.50. Right. So, it's important as we're going in the renewal cycle, pull your license out, pull your passport out, and make sure that those documents are up to snuff. And finally, we want to make sure that people, your birth certificate, you need that original documentation, the original birth certificate. It can't be from your Catholic church. It has to be the birth certificate with the seal. And you normally get those certificates on where you're born, not where you're living today. So if you were born in the city of Buffalo, say at Mercy Hospital in South Buffalo, you'd go to City Hall to the 13th floor and you would get your birth certificate with the seal on it. Children under 18, Bill. They're good. They do not need children under 18.
17.
Or 17. Children under 17 will not need identification. The identification is with the their parents or the people that they're traveling with.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes. No, an enhanced driver's license will get you in. Will not be able to use a standard driver's license. And in your packets, Al, that I gave you, we have the three different licenses, which shows the necessary documentation that is needed. Driving, but if you have a passport, remember, you can get into Canada with a passport. So if you have a standard driver's license, and you go to Canada and you have a valid passport, you will be able to get into Canada. Correct. You'll need for international travel, you'll still need, and Bill could probably talk about it, you'll still need your passport, your paper booklet in order to fly internationally.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, that would be good. Correct.
I have something.
Oh, go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry. I just have something that Mickey touched on a little bit that I believe is really important, and that are people that are in the off cycle of the driver's license, because this real ID started 2 years ago in January, actually December, right? Or sometime in that frame. But anyhow, if you got your driver's license 4 or 5 years ago, you're going to have to come in and you're going to have to get an amendment to get the real ID, because it's not going to be good to get you on a domestic flight or into a federal building or a army base of any sort. So that's where it's important. As Mickey said, it'll only be a $12 amendment fee, but you're going to have to do that.
Right. Correct. Well, the federal government gave New York State quite some time to become compliant. They did a slow rollout in New York State where they did offer the enhanced driver's license, but they really weren't pushing it like we are now. Now, the federal government has stated that as of October 1st, 2020, it's mandatory. There will be no exceptions. So New York State finally did become compliant through passes of legislation, and we're ready to go. But there was some discretionary time by the federal government. They knew it may there would a necessary to improve technology and other things in some states. New York State's pretty forward when it comes to our system, our database. But in other states, they gave them some time. But now, New York State, because they were so late to push this, we're going to be feeling the effects. And the clerk's offices throughout the state. Something that I think is interesting is we hired additional employees at the clerk's office, civil service employees, in the budget because of the long waits and the long lines at the state-run DMVs. They put in additional funding for additional workers. So as Joe has done so proactively and positively, they have night hours, we have Saturday hours, and we're doing our best as clerks. And finally, New York State, in their infinite kindness, only gives us 12.75% on each transaction, and they keep the rest of the money. They keep the rest of the money. We try to get that increased because of the increased cost of these transactions. But Joe, we would be happy to get a little bit more from New York State, and the auto bureaus and the DMVs generate a tremendous amount of money for the state budget. Well, it's very interesting. I mean, and I could just, from my standpoint, we're at war. You know, right now, our lives are going on pretty simply and regularly. We get up in the morning, we pick up a paycheck, but the TSA, the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, this is the front lines. The men and women that work and protect us to make sure that we can enjoy our life and maybe go on vacation or go visit a loved one. But we forget, we're at war. This is the longest war in this country's history. So to me, you can never be too safe, especially when it comes to security. There is a possibility, and there's debate on legislation that's in Albany right now, that you can have a less stringent amount of documentation and get a license. Obviously, Joe and I don't support that. So in order to have full security, Congress proactively, and I think it was an excellent, excellent thing, you know, passed the Real ID Act for a reason. There hasn't been, there's been small attacks on our country, on our airlines, but there hasn't been another 9/11, and I believe that's because of the men and women who work every day on our behalf, and I think we forget it, and I think we had Armed Services Day on Saturday, and we had Think About Day at the Bisons. I would really encourage everyone to say thank you to a vet, because they're the ones that are keeping us safe, and the men and women that work in our federal government for Homeland Security and TSA. So this is a security measure. We may not see it, but there's stuff behind the scenes that's really important to keep us safe.
Yeah, let's just not forget, to answer your question, you have to have your Social Security card. You have to have an original birth certificate, not one that you can get from, you know, as he said, you know, your local parish or whatever it is. And let's not forget, on 9/11, they use forged driver's license to be able to learn how to fly them planes and get on their lines to do what they did. They were forged driver's license. That's why it's so very important that we all concur with what is going on here with the Real ID and the Real ID Federal Act. Much
absolutely.
Harder.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're the original documentation. I mean, we're looking at a Social Security card, an original, not a copy. So an original Social Security card. It's very difficult, and it's been done and there's been fraud dealing with the original Social Security card. At that time, Governor Pataki said after 9/11, you did not need an original Social Security card in order to get your driver's license. He changed that along with a lot of other governors and legislatures throughout the country to bring more safety. So there has to be a trail, as Joe said, of documents to prove that you are a United States citizen. And it's important because, once again, October 1st, 2020, you do not have the proper documentation. You will be going through a more stringent security check, which I agree with, to make sure that our flights are safe. Yep. Security at the airport?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Security at the airport.
I'm sorry. So now that everyone is getting these real IDs, does this affect anything about security lines at the airport? And since everyone is getting them, security lines are basically
Well, I we're hoping that the fact that we don't have numerous types of identification coming through the checkpoint, which takes time to verify, because every ID is verified. So with the standardization of identification, especially driver's license coming through, which is mostly what people use coming through the airport, we're hoping that it does. It will make the system a lot easier. It'll make it more streamlined. Our officers will be looking for specific things instead of having to be educated on many, many, many different identifications. So we're hoping that it streamlines the system and it makes things a little bit easier to get through the checkpoint.
Can I just add to that, though, because we're hoping everybody gets a real ID, but there are going to be individuals who are above the age of 18 or above the age of 17 that, for whatever reason, don't go and get a real ID. They will still be able to board a domestic flight. The problem is they'll have a more intense security screening process applied to them, which will take longer. So if you show up at the airport starting October 1, 2020, without a real ID, your screening process is going to be significantly longer than what the other passengers will experience.
So then would it be
Well, they're going to be included with their parents, so they'll go through that process anyway. But let's say it's a senior citizen that doesn't drive and shows up without a driver's license. That process will take longer. So yes, it's still important that everybody try to go out and get a real ID.
Sure. Today we're going to walk over. My team is at the airport today. We have a table set up. We want to thank the NFTA for giving us the opportunity to be here. We're going to be out here at numerous times over the next 500 days. We've reached out to the Buffalo Erie County Library System. They have given us authorization. We're waiting on site times and locations. We're going to be in various government buildings, senior centers, community centers. We're going into private businesses. We have an event set for GEICO. We're going to be working with all of our major employers to let them know, to get the word out there, to pass the word on. This is important. Many hands makes the job easy. So we're hoping that we'll have 250 at a minimum outreaches in order to get the word out there about the real ID. Yes, thank you, Al. It's so important. One of the things we implemented at the Erie County Clerk's Office is that you can make an appointment online if you go to erie.gov. And look, you can't get a haircut today, you can't get an oil change without an appointment. And now with the increase of the number of people come in, we have a new mantra, it's in your thing, ready, reserve, renew. If you're ready when you come in and you make a reservation, you're gonna have a much smoother time and you'll get an express number. And in your packets, you'll see we already have documents. We give you a checklist so you know what documents you need so you're prepared before you come in. We're following the old Boy Scout motto, always be prepared. So remember, right now you can make a reservation. That's the first thing I say to people is please make a reservation. Thank you, Al. Nope, right now they're online, but we're working towards the end. As we get towards there, we'll in the clerk's office, I know we're working with Erie County Legislator April Baskin, and we did once a month on Thursday downtown have extended hours. We will probably, as we get closer to the date, All hands will be on deck. We will probably expand hours and give call-in appointments at that time, but we're not going to do it at this time. No. We are going to have out of the clerk's office something called Passports on the Go, and we're working with our partner AAA in order to do additional passports for people. So we know we know people work during the day. I know in the Niagara County they have the expanded hours on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're just doing our best to make it as easy as we can for the public.
I'd also like it to be noted that Niagara County, we do passports at our office as well, at the Niagara County Courthouse at our main office. So you can just show up there and come in and get your passport at the Niagara County office as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.